Come on.
They are strong. They are powerful. They are Lisa Staff and Devo Tindall. Welcome, Lisa and Devo.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. We need music for that intro, I feel like. Some smoke.
Should we kind of hum something quick?
I'll drop a beat while you
do it. Okay, I love it. Lisa and Devo are the co-founders of Sprout Connectors. They're a full-service creative agency and social media management company. They're photographers, branding experts, digital storytellers, and podcasters. Excited to have you on. Lisa and Devo, tell us a little bit about your personal lives, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
I'm just out of prison. Spent 16 years there on death row. I was exonerated. Did not kill him after all. It turned out, no, I'm just joking. Well, that's the conversation out front. So it's a personal question. What are we personal?
Talk about whatever you want.
I'm a serial entrepreneur, and I also play on a men's Golden Oldies soccer team, Silver Sneakers. I'm the youngest one on the team, so I knock over all the old men. That way I can feel really big and superior. And I'm also a branding expert, I guess, right?
We started out individually with our own businesses, and then as we got together, we realized that people keep asking us the same things and helping out and wanting freebies from us, and we're thinking, we should probably start a business. So we started our agency together and kind of collaborated and found that we just were able to fit and fill in those gaps and answer some questions and serve some great clients, some solopreneurs, some entrepreneurs, some small businesses. And I think from our experiences of what we've had happen to us through business and being a small business entrepreneur, we knew what other businesses lacked as well, the pain points.
You could basically say we are our client's lifeblood.
No, but we've become part of their team. It's really, we've been really, really lucky to be able to engage with those people and work with those people that we really enjoy.
I love it. So is there a way to kind of distill down, because I'm sure that y'all do lots of different things for different clients, but why are people coming to you?
I think in a nutshell, a lot of people realize the value of social media, especially now, right? Everyone's gone virtual. But not a lot of people really understand what to post, how to post, and sort of the changing science behind social media. The other piece of it is, since it's always adjusting and always modifying, people just sort of lose steam really quickly. And since our audience is primarily small businesses and entrepreneurs, a lot of them don't have the resources or the staff or the knowledge to keep up with that pace that social media requires. And so what our value proposition is that we partner with these entrepreneurs, these small business teams and owners, to take on sort of a one-stop shop for content, social media, and the management of it. So in lieu of hiring four or five different professionals, you can hire, quote unquote, an agency like ourselves. And there's lots of us who do the same thing. But we take on that role. So instead of spending, you know, $500,000 on a social media manager, a marketing expert, and a brand designer, and a photographer, and a videographer, you hire us for one flat team. We partner with them, and then we manage that for them. So we, in essence, become part of the business owner's team.
Nice. Yeah.
Can we talk a little bit about how we start, though, and how we found the best way to start so that we can be strategic about it?
Oh, I don't know if he asked that question yet. Do you want to ask it?
I'm asking you. Like, I think that the key part is we start with figuring out what their secret sauce is and doing a brand audit. Mm-hmm. And then from there, we derive what's going to be most beneficial for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you're right.
How do you think that you help people to find out what their secret sauce is?
It's just like this. It's having conversations with people, right? So, you know, when you engage with somebody, you're married or not? Or you have a partner?
I am.
So I'm assuming you didn't just get proposed and married the next day unless she's a mail order bride, right? So you sort of spent that time.
Oh, yeah. I see. How to Find a Bride in 7 Days. That's one of the books up the left corner.
So it's sort of the same thing. It's relationship building. It's connecting with people, and it's understanding the nuances and subtleties of their business. And as Lisa was touching on, we have a really rigid and structured and sort of deep dive, almost like a psychosemantic deep dive into a company's business, so that we can better understand why are they in business? And what happens a lot of time when I said psychosemantic is it sort of turns into this psychology therapy session, because that we ask very pointed questions that we just copied the Patient Psychology America book, and asking these very, I'm joking, but asking these very pointed questions so that they can better understand why they're showing up in business, what are their superpowers, what it is that they want to accomplish, et cetera, mission, values, all that are great. But it's what problem do you solve in your business? And how are you going about doing that? Or how can we help supercharge that and put that on steroids for you and remain consistent throughout the process and adaptive?
And I imagine that that is really, really hard for somebody to do on their own, which is just part of the value that you're bringing to the table. Is it appropriate to say what is good use of social media? What's bad, or is it, let's figure out what's going to be effective?
I would say, you know, I think we all see ourselves in a different light, and that's why we do the branding strategy. We don't understand what is our secret sauce and what makes us different. If it's something that is an inherent talent that we have or value that we have, we assume that everyone else can do it. So we need to figure out who our client is, who we're speaking to, you know, we're not speaking to everyone. We're kind of honing it down, niching it down, and then figure out what's going to deliver best to them. And there's all sorts of different sources that we can do, whether it's our social media platforms and picking those ones that are going to speak to them best.
Yeah, I think I'd like to add to that. I think holistically, people don't quite understand the role that they play and the role that social media plays on behalf of them. I think a lot of people sort of grew up in the face, especially today's business owners grew up in the Facebook age, right? Where it's just plaster all the bullshit of my life onto it, read other people's drama, gossip, et cetera, et cetera. And then suddenly they're being asked to shift that to a business modality. And so people sort of have imposter syndrome on, like, why would I want to listen to George's podcast? Like, George is like, why would anybody listen to my podcast? Why, who's going to log in? But, you know, you're finding as you step into that space, you're finding people who actually give an F about what you have to say, the value that you add. And so the point is to build an audience that's centered around people who care about what you do. And so if you can clearly define what you do and what your value is and what problems you're solving and your purpose for being in business or in a podcast, you're more in line to be able to speak to the people who actually care about that. Does that make sense?
And we're all kind of addicted in a horrible way to reality TV, and social media has become that. People want to see behind the scenes. How are you making that secret sauce? How are you engaging with people? And it's just social proof of who you are. You know, we used to be able to just post a website, put that up there, and you know, if you build it, people will come. But that's not it anymore. We need to show up each and every day to let people know that we're actually anxiously engaged in what we're doing.
And it's an equation. It's not just, I have a cool photo I took yesterday and let me throw it up there. It's an equation of good content, not overly curated, consistent output, solving a problem, telling your story, letting people see that you're real and genuine so you can build that trust just like you and your wife did. And then at some point in that phase, that courting, if you will, you engage in a relationship with them. The next thing you know, you're building a brand. And the next thing you know, you're building buyers. And the next thing you know, you have a tribe of followers. I mean, it doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, just like growing your business takes time.
So how many posts of you in yoga pants did you need to put up before you built your tribe?
I got banned by Instagram for putting up my yoga posts. Censored.
I love me a good equation. I love a framework, because it just, that's just how my brain works, kind of to get my brain around it. There's obviously a ton of intangibles there, but figuring out who it is that I'm actually serving, the difference that I'm making, sort of that secret sauce, and who actually cares about that, and then to bridge that gap and sort of connect to it. And I'm sort of tired about talking about showing up authentically, but that's what we're supposed to. That's what we want to be doing.
I hate the word authentic as well, because it has so many different meanings. But I think what in the end, what really matters is if you think about humanity in of itself and how we evolved from, or whatever you believe in, how we became this culture of species that has infrastructure and technology, and we drive cars and homes. All of that began at some point with people engaging in a communication capacity and a community capacity, right? Through conversation, through storytelling, through sharing your truths, through sharing your pain, through sharing your miseries. And that's the cornerstone of what humanity is, right? So social media has evolved to the point where now that has become the bedrock for people to share their version of their world that somebody else on the planet of 7.5 billion people also has a similar story. And when people see that, and never before have you had the chance to speak to 7.5 billion people theoretically, right? So if you can find a way to show up with consistency, with some decent amount of content, like, honestly, there's only so many selfies you can take of you sitting in your yoga pants doing splits over a bridge. But if you can find a way to tell that story a little bit differently, whether it's through parables, whether it's through educational thought seeds, et cetera, people want to read your story. They want to understand because then they see a piece of them in themselves. And if you can inspire somebody else to do something bigger and greater through your own story, through your own failures, through your own faults, and you can affect someone else, you start to build trust with people. And so that's what that word authentic really means to us.
And I think there is that trend to being more documenting and less curated.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I like it. Yeah, that is. And I'm also I'm also suffering and have been suffering from sort of narrative fatigue. When you were just talking, both of you, it makes more sense to me. And instead of just thinking about these things in a silo of, okay, I need to be authentic. Okay, go be authentic, George. I need to tell my story. Okay, go tell my story. But that is really how we've always connected with other people. If it was around a fire thousands or millions of years ago, and that's how we passed along information. And now social media is essentially that fire where we are passing it along. And the thought of just trying to do that for everybody and to flip on my camera and say, okay, now I'm just talking to everybody is overwhelming and not getting the job done, because I just do need to connect all those things we're just talking about with the actual person or the kind of person that I am trying to do that, showing up consistently. And if I'm doing that, then ding, 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 it's going to be effective.
Absolutely. You're spot on. Again, I use your partner. So I don't know how long you've been with your partner, but you know, Lisa and I met almost 5 years ago, and it started off in just casual conversation. And it started out with cute questions about each other because we were both photographers, and she was asking me all sorts of advice because she was obviously inferior to me. And so I was giving her dropping wisdom every day. But at some point,
okay, let's just talk about this first. Wait a second. Who slid into whose DMs? Yeah.
But all joking aside, so Lisa and I first connected that way, and it just started off with just casual conversations, DMs, just basic stuff. But it quickly evolved because we realized that we shared a lot of commonalities. We had a lot of industry commonalities, but we had a lot of personality commonalities. And so our stories started to become intertwined with each other. And your stories and our audience, the people that follow me on social media, and you're not going to cater to everybody. Like, I have some people who have literally called me a wanker or whatever. Like, I've had people curse me out on Instagram. Like, obviously, I'm not going to sell social media to you, you wanker. So that's not the type of people I want to talk to. So the point is just if we can get over our own imposter syndrome and sort of, so I'm really private, surprisingly. Like, I hate sharing details about myself. But I've realized that when I share more details about myself, it sort of makes me vulnerable to people, and vulnerability builds trust because other people are like, well, shit, if he can do that, you know, I had that very similar incident happen to me yesterday. Like, that's pretty cool. And so people start reaching out to you like, man, my daughter and I had the same story yesterday. Like, that's totally cool that you share that. I really appreciate that. And then they start asking questions. And then what happens is you just start building these relationships, these virtual relationships with people. And before you know it, they become buyers. They become part of your team, part of your tribe. Like, we met, and now, I don't know if you know this, but we're engaged to be married, and we met on social media. And how many people, like,
it's going to detract people from being on social media now. They're like, whoa, we're staying off. Look what happens. Look at the cascade of that.
But think about your social media traffic of your own. Like, I've been on Instagram for roughly 4 years. How many people do you engage with just in a normal day? Like, hundreds of people that you view, that you thumb through. How many people can you say, like, of at least a million people, let's just compound effect, a million people I've interacted with in some way or another. And here's one that I've connected with across 4 hours away blah, blah, blah. You see where I'm going. So it's just that it's a connection tool.
Yeah. And not just that you meet in the way that we've met, but we have created communities with other people. We've built things with other people. We've had people become team members because we've reached out mm-hmm. to them. We've had people on our podcast because you were interested in what somebody was doing and just DM'd them. So it does create a community.
Yeah.
And honestly, like, our lives ebb and flow. And through that, sometimes you are overwhelmed by social media and you need to take that break. Part of what we like to do is strategically plan things out. So that those times that you need to take a week off and you just can't face it anymore, you've got stuff that you're still putting out there. And the thing is, you know, we're not brain surgeons. We're not creating, we're not curing cancer. It's social media. So, you know, you need to take that with a grain of salt too. You know, it fits in with your business and what you're doing, but honestly, the world's not going to stop if you miss it for a day. Nobody's saying, oh my gosh, there's no stories from Lisa on her Instagram. Is she okay? If I'm off it for a week, they're wondering what's happening. And that's the thing a lot about me. They're like, wow, she's really narcissistic. Why is she not on social media?
Yeah, I think that's a really important thing. Not talking about how you're narcissistic, Lisa, but just being realistic about what the frequency that I'm wanting to, or the optimal way for me to be effective at social media without me going crazy and hating it. And you've got people like Gary Vee talking about you're supposed to post 500 times a day, which seems preposterous to me. So
Gary Vee has a staff of 1,200 people.
Yeah.
So Gary Vee, let me see him post 500 times a day himself.
Let's see him be authentic and respond to every comment as well.
And I also imagine that, well, I know that imposter syndrome is a very real thing, and that if I'm not accustomed to sharing of myself, then this is going to be a process. And I imagine that that's all part of the work that you're doing with people, is to find out, help them to discover their voice, and then the right medium to actually deliver that.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. It is a process. And I would suggest, if you're doing this yourself and not paying us millions of dollars to do it for you, start small, just kind of become baby steps, you know, test the water, see what works for you. What do you feel comfortable with? See what people respond to. But one of the things that is our value proposition that we really haven't talked about yet is we're both content creators. So in our true lifeblood, in our DNA, we're photographers. I've had a camera in my hand since I was 12 years old, Lisa, just as many years. So what our job is when we meet with our clients and what we do, and I'm sorry, this wasn't a promotional piece, but it is important to have good content. But one of the things that we do really well is when we engage with our clients, we have sort of an intuitive capability to pull out their best stuff, who they really are, because we see them differently than they see themselves. Most people do, right? It's like my friend Gary, not Gary Vee, but my friend Gary once gave me the best quote ever. He said, "We all of us have difficulty reading our own label because we're stuck inside our jar." And I was like, that's fucking the best quote ever. And so we all have imposter syndrome, right? Like, we don't know our real value. We don't actually know how good we are. Like, you have a brilliant radio voice, George, by the way. I don't know if anyone's ever told you that, but you could be like a radio MC if you weren't already before. So, but you might hear your voice and be like, oh, I'm not going to do that. But somebody else comes in and empowers you with it. You're like, yeah, man, Diva really believes in me. Like, I can do that sort of stuff. And so when you have trust, you develop that relationship with people because you yourself are doing it. Other people are more in line to see that and be like, well, shit, if they can do it, I can do it too. Like, I can actually do this right now. So that's how that begins. It's the content. It's the consistency. It's teaching people that they too hold the power of their own torch and let them use it, et cetera, et cetera.
And again, strategy. You don't need to show every facet of your life. You know, there's people out there that post 100 stories a day. And honestly, I don't care if you're in the grocery store. I don't know who's watching that stuff. So, like, just edit as well.
Mm-hmm.
Be conscientious of what you're showing. And at some point you need to actually do what you do and not just be posting on social media. That's why we take it off of people's hands, so that they can do the things that are driving their business mm-hmm. rather than posting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amen.
Hours gone, never retrieved again.
Oh, exactly. Well, Diva and Lisa, the people are ready for that difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
Okay, so this is really basic, but sometimes I'm just a basic bitch. I think you just need to trust your gut. and step out of that fear that you're in and just do it.
So is this a life hack or is this a social media hack? What is this?
That's whatever you want.
That's my everything hack.
Honestly, I don't mean to sound cliche, but I think we're in a, and I suffer from this, which is why I've been focusing on this recently. We're living in some crazy ass times right now. Like, regardless of what you believe, and it's sort of become reactionary. And I think that whether you're in business or whether you're in relationship or whether you're a father or a mother, I think we should all pause and take a deep breath and not react right away to anything. And this is something that I'm learning to do right now is, you know, whether it's a road rage or somebody cutting you off, you know, we were in the car yesterday and this jackass in his convertible with his small penis cut out of the line and drove bypassed in the median, cut off 26 cars. And like, I flickered my lights at him and Lisa's like, well, I just, you know, let him be by himself with his small penis. He's okay. And I was like, you're absolutely right. Like, I need to take a deep breath. And so my life hack is.
I think I've heard Gandhi say exactly what you're saying in the exact same words. That's really like poetic.
So I guess my life hack and a long and short of it is take a deep breath. Don't respond right away and ask yourself, you know what? What are they going through? There might be something else. Like that dude could have been racing off to an emergency because his wife's about to give birth to a kid. You know, he may still have a small penis because he's driving a Corvette, but his wife still may be giving birth, right? Like, I don't know. So that's my life hack.
Well, I think that those are great stuff.
You're a
prophet. That definitely hits it. Come on.
Come on.
Man, we're dropping bombs. We got a basic bitch out of it. We got small penises. We got Gandhi. We got two lifeblood references used by Devo. That is world class. I love it. Well, Lisa and Devo, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? How can people engage with you?
We're at sproutconnectors.com, sproutconnectors on Instagram. Devo on Instagram is Fusion Photog. Myself on Instagram, Lisa Stack Photo.
Excellent. Give us the website again.
Sproutconnectors.com.
Sproutconnectors.com. Perfect. Well, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Lisa and Devo your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to sproutconnectors.com. Find them on Instagram. I know that I cannot wait to go and check out what in the world is going on over there with these two folks. So I'll list all those and that's the show. Thanks again, Lisa and Devo.
I appreciate you, man. Thank you.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight. We are all in this together.